bastard. Arms out to your mum's house. Bada boom, bada bing.
Bada bing, 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 bing.
I'll bring arms out to your mum's house.
What up,
Fiend? Again.
What's going on?
Number 21. Arms house to your mum's house.
Oh, yeah.
Number 21, man.
Damn. We can drink now in America if we go
number
to America.
Number 21. Contest of Dangle Dunn. Rum-ba-da-bum-bum-bum. Number, yo. Mate, number 21.
I've been seeing, yo, in the past like couple weeks, I don't know if you've been seeing them as well. I'm sure they've come up on your timeline. Like them GFS train panels. Have you seen some of them coming out? Tell me you've seen a couple of them. There's the Goodfellas one. And mate, I just wanted to start this off by giving them a props, man. I've got an inkling who it is.
I don't know if I can say who did that.
Well, obviously don't mention government names, but yeah, I don't know why not. I mean,
no, because some of them are active, so I don't want to even get in.
I just wanted to give them some props, man, because like, yo, like proper full-color burgers, man. Like, yo.
Big up all of the... I was going to talk about Gunnersbury Station as well, man. Big up all of the GFS.
Yeah.
Big up Obey, big up Tents, big up Vega, Plot, Absolute. Stay, Have, mate, Have.
Have been killing it as well, yeah.
Bruv, Have is doing a lot of bits, a lot of bits.
Yeah, like, man.
Some serious bits.
And I love seeing, like, their, you know, full colour pieces on tracks, on trains. It's amazing. Yeah. I fucking saw some runners the other day as well. I posted it up on the Insta. I was just in Liverpool.
Yeah, some boog runners.
Yeah, whack.
Boogatron, blood.
They were whack, but it was just nice to see a train rolling with painting on it, man. I was like, yo, cool.
I never, yeah, they were pretty never see a panel. Never.
Nah, yeah, me neither. That's
so if you're going with somewhere and I'm on the train, you'll know you'll never see a panel. Never.
I've seen it once or twice, like here and there, fleeting. I mean, maybe... Yeah.
I've had to catch, don't get me wrong, I've had to catch, actually none this year, but I was told of a few panels coming out of yards or whatnot, or going on the way to the buff or ones that were running by certain rioters last year, about four or five of them coming from going past Acton.
Are you caught
them? I mean, so yeah, go to that little spot down there, you can get a photo. I'm like, yes, blood! Like a little yes man, you know what I mean? Because I live mad close to it.
Of course.
Just go in there. They tell you exactly when it's pulling up. You know, man, writers these days, man.
No.
The writers these days, man, are logging into, like, you know what I mean? What's it called? Like, London Underground apps, but not apps that you can get and pay for, like the actual application if you work there.
Yeah.
Which has got more data. They've got it, bruv.
And I reckon a lot of this is open information. Obviously, there isn't some stuff you got to go in.
Train times and all loads. It's mental. I mean, that's been going on for ages, but now they can get bare information.
Yeah.
Like mad information about what's running when, what's not running, what's getting laid up.
Yeah.
It's mad.
No, it's incredible now. I mean, I could imagine. I mean, I don't get down with all that stuff myself personally, but it's just amazing to see, man. It's beautiful to see. I love
this hat is ridiculous. His
seems wearing an upside down cap on his head.
But
man.
You know what? That's the only way. That's the only way. No, bruv, I bought this, in my mum and dad let me buy it. My dad was in Miami.
Mm.
And there's like a Nike shop, and it was the 90s. It was like when everything was fluorescent pink and yellow kind of t-shirts and shit, Nike. And there was I was pissing him off about this Nike shop, and eventually he let me go in there with like $20 or something. You know what I mean? I was thinking, oh my day. But it was Miami. It was mad expensive. And I got this hat, and I still had it. And there was a geezer in the shop when I was buying it, like, you know what I mean? Like a cool dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was buying this, and the woman found it for me, and I put it on. And he came over, and he's like, "Nah, man, you gotta wear it like that." And he put it up like
is
that.
It?
Yeah, you know what I mean. And then I swear down, I saw a few. I've seen rap videos and shit when they're wearing their hat like this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's mad joke.
Yeah, that's joke. I might have done that once and then allowed it immediately.
Yo, what's up, fun? Yeah, it's an instant allow it, but
yeah. Also, I should mention as well, I'm assuming a lot of those panels got done before because of the train strike that was happening last week and week before. I even saw a funny video. It must have been one of the train drivers. Like, he was walking through the yard and he was just showing one of those trains. I think there was a DDS on it and a GFS and a couple other things. And even he was like, "Rod, someone's been busy." He's like, "Someone's been busy over this, like, while we've been striking, fucking hell." Yeah, it was good to see, man.
I think some of them have been just kept in house for a while and then released a bit later. Some of them are coronavirus things.
Yeah, that's very possible, man. Very possible, man.
It ain't possible. I'm telling you the truth, son.
Yes, son.
That's some factual information. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Goddamn truth. Of knowledge.
Wait, Gunnersbury Station, bruv.
What about it?
Do you remember how mad it was?
All right. Yeah, yeah.
People forget about it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Gunnersbury Station, yeah, is, for those who don't know, is a station in like the depths of West on the District Line.
Yeah.
It's perfect. It was perfect for graph. Because it has a car park on either side and it's got three levels of car park. So you've got the ground floor, the first floor and the second floor, and they all run along the station. Just after that, there's a tunnel which is pieced on both sides. And before that, there's the massive Gunnersbury Wall, which had like the ganja.
Yeah.
Back in the day, had merch. And at the end of the a green outline, full dub, had devices there and shit, man. It's sick.
Yeah, there was some great piece. I've got some flicks, actually, because we uploaded a couple flicks old from my old 90s graph flicks stash box. I put some up. People were loving it. So I got another bunch I'm going to put up soon.
That diet one was mad, man.
Yeah, but I got some from Gunnersbury Station. I got a Taze and another one.
There was Taze.
And a couple other bits, yeah.
And the beginning. You could see the beginning of GFS there. Started there, man. Yeah. Vizzo, Obey, Omen, all them lot used to smash it around there. Obviously, Stay and Tense.
Oh, yeah, all the way up to Richmond. Like, because from Turnham Green, because I live in Ealing, yeah? So I used to get the train, I used to go straight to Ealing, but then it goes off, after Turnham Green, it goes off down to Richmond. Yeah,
it goes to the left.
That line, that's when you could see all them boys, yeah, man, for sure.
Yeah, the one to Richmond, yeah. But Gunnersbury was smashed, and every single bit of wall that was along the platform, the whole length of the platform was smashed on either side.
Yeah.
Met had a dub there, and then the CBM had "You Are Now About to Witness the Strength of the CBM," all in a dub along the whole bottom bit.
Crazy.
Sick letters. Big up Pure and Met.
Yeah.
And then above that on the first floor, done on a ladder, it had City Life, which was by Vizzo.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that City Life? It was unfinished.
R.I.P. Vizzo. Yeah, man, I think I remember it.
It was sick. And then they had on the other side like bare old stuff.
Where's
old
that stuff? You're now about to witness the strength of street knowledge. That's where it's from. Yeah. I think that's from the opening line of the N.W.A. album, I think.
But they had that CBM and they had the scroll. They had, that was like back in the days when you paint the scroll that came down and curled up at the bottom. And then you put everyone up on that. Man, it was sick.
I painted so many scrolls, man.
Sick. I've forgotten how good Gunnersbury was.
Yeah, Gunnersbury. Yeah, quite a few heads went through there, man. Yeah, definitely a West London spot.
On the platform, you couldn't see like the grey stones. The platform was full of shit, just bare beer cans and stuff like that. I mean, not the platform, next to the tracks.
Oh yeah,
the ground next to the track. Do you remember that?
Vaguely, vaguely.
We're talking like a big ganja dub on the other side.
Yeah,
a big Nerve dub.
I remember
like a meme.
That was where,
not a meme, like a old VFL geezer.
That was where Insa, my mate Insa, had a beef with Aki there. They had like a little short-lived beef.
Yeah,
Aki
was telling me about it.
Yeah, there was a little spot at the end of the bridge.
I spoke to Insa about it though as well. Like when it was painted.
It's a long time. This was like, 98, 99. I remember because we all painted it and I think he went over a dub with a piece thinking, okay, I'm doing a piece over a dub. I think this is how it went. And then Aki was like, nah, that's my spot. Went over him with a dub. Then Insa came back with a piece, and then I think Aki did something, and then Insa came back and did a quick little thing, and I don't know what happened after
that. That's so true, man.
Yeah.
Because Aki was telling me about that.
Yeah.
Telling me about exactly that.
Yeah, it went on for a little bit, but then
He said it went on for a little while. They went over each other more than once, like a few times.
Yeah. Fighting over the spot, you know what I mean? It's like Israel Palestine, but over started it, where, like, you know, and what, you know, anyway.
And you see there, that was fucking around Gunnersbury Station.
Yeah, yeah.
And Gunnersbury Station, bruv, what is the best place to do bat jumps?
Yeah.
Or jump push downs, jumps, or push jumps, push or jump. Whatever you want to call them.
Gunnersbury was a good spot for that.
Gunnersbury, man. Do you know how many nights I spent there waiting till the train comes back on the other side? And see your reaches coming back. Uh-huh. And that's when you know you've done a good sesh.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? My ma and pa live round the corner, so I used to go there all the time, over the wall at Dogshit Park. Hide in that little alcove bit. Damn. Train comes in, run along the side, batter it as much as you can, and then back up that little hill.
Yeah. No, I remember. Yeah, I remember all that, man. Back in them days. What, do people still get back jumps there? Surely you could still.
Mate, yeah, definitely you could.
Yeah,
definitely you could.
Yeah, because then it was only a couple more stops. Then it was Richmond. Then the train obviously held up for like 15 minutes, and then boom, started making its way back. Yeah, so you could catch it on the way back.
Yeah,
that's dope, man. I mean,
if you know where the train's changing over.
Oh, yeah.
Like when I did a little bit of graph a couple of years ago, like 1 or 2 years ago, I did a bit of graph.
He was active,
Started seeing more and more, getting back, reintroduced back into stuff. And the fucking everything they know. I love that shit. Man. Right, we're going here. The train pulls up here for no reason. The driver has to bot down the length of the carriage and like, drive back the other way. It's like a red light, but for like they know it's going to be 7 minutes and shit. But
man, that's when you got to do that. Have you ever done like a coordinated one where you like you said, you got a window of 7 minutes, got okay, I'll throw up the quick outline, then immediately behind you there's someone with two cans filling in like that, and then the next guy behind him, he's like throwing up, you know, when you see them one up videos.
No, I was fuming. I'll tell the story. I was fuming there because it was one of our friends, and he's taking me to this spot. Yeah. Like he's saying it's to get find some paint that he stashed there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and he's notoriously long as well. Uh-huh. But and then I'm going with him, done some graph, go to this next place. He's trying to find his paint. He can't find the paint. And he says to me, right, I can't find the paint. We're going to go down here. Instead of going back where we came on, I'm like, well, because I'm saying, right, let's bounce. You got no fucking paint. So we've both got no fucking paint. Meanwhile, I've got paint in the fucking car, yeah, which he said to leave in the car. No, Phoebe, you leave in the car.
Oh my God.
So I'm down there and I'm going, why are we going this way? Why? Because he's like walking us towards central London on the tracks. I'm saying, why are we going this way? Why don't we just go back? It's like 5 seconds behind us, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And my car's there and shit. No, Phoebe, no. So like rocking out, going along this wall, and it's one of those kind of underground walls. It's got arches all along the wall, yeah. But they're quite short. They're like, you know what I mean, up to like a bit higher.
I think I know where you're talking about, man.
Yeah. So we're going there again. He's like, right, I'm gonna have a zoo. And I'm like, what are you fucking talking about, brother? Why don't we just go? We could be having a fucking zoo in the car. We could have a zoo in my house. Like, what the fuck? And we're in this little time, and there's two of us. You know what I mean? There's only like 4 or 5 meters long. I'm like, bruh, this is ridiculous. Train pulls in, and I'm like, oh, fucking hell, train's coming. So I'm like, just ducking the thing, and it stops right in front of us.
Oh, man.
And he looks at me and he goes, now you like it. Now you like it. I'm like, fucking hell, you bitch. We left all the paint in the car. You gonna find your paint. I'm picking up, I'm like lean and pissed, you know what I mean? I'm desperate to get a fucking reach on this tube. Yeah.
Well, you pick up rocks and shit, trying to scratch.
I pick up a rock trying to scratch it in. It's one of those new, doesn't scratch for shit.
Yeah.
I watch the fucking driver bowl down the other end. I'm like, fucking hell, bro. Why didn't you tell me to bring the paint? I just wanted to show you. I'm like, nah. But I love him for that. He's like, I just wanted to show you.
Yo, man.
Oh, man. Fumage.
Man, jokes. We got a few tunes to listen to today, man. We got a... a few things to get busy. We got a couple sketches to review as well. We got should we kick it off with a tune? What do you reckon?
I wrote down 6 tunes for this, and I thought there's no way Maddie's having that.
No, let's
spread out. I don't even know if I picked the best tunes.
Let's just spread out the love. We don't have to play all the tunes, you know, in one episode. We can spread the love.
No, I mean, I wrote down 6, and I've only sent you 3 in it. I didn't want to take a piss.
Yeah, yeah.
So I might have to sing some of them instead. See you at the crossroads, crossroads, crossroads. Man, that was one of the tunes. I was thinking, yeah. Such a good tune.
Well, I got it here. Do you want to listen to that one?
Well, I sent that.
Yeah, you sent that one.
Oh, shit. I thought that was one I didn't send.
It's there. Do you have a story? Do you have a story attached to it? I mean, it's a classic, classic tune, man. Bone Thugs and Harmony, Crossroads.
No. I didn't send you Shuriken.
No.
From I Am. Oh, man, that's the one I had a story about, man. I'm such a dickhead.
You idiot.
I've got my tunes written down here.
Yeah, yeah.
And I fucking sent you the wrong fucking ones. I had a little bit of a toke of marijuana. You can't okay. tell.
Well, I can see
just you're, before the pottage.
You said you were ill as dick as well, man. Yeah, you got another little bug or something.
Dick.
Jeez,
ill as fucking dick, man. But that's because sake. I think the utes or the change in weather. When you're as polar Arctic, pasty see through as me, yeah? If yeah. it goes up 2 degrees, bruv, that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Your body has to readapt to fucking everything all over again. You just get ill.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I was ill the other day as well, but, you know, I don't make a fucking fuss out of it, do I, Theme? You know what I mean? I just deal with it like a man.
Deal with the matter.
I'm just kidding. I'm just fucking around. Now, which tune? Because I've got a tune as well. Shall I play a tune? I got a tune.
Yeah, play your tune. Stop all right. me about the tune.
This one is a friend of the podcast. She's been on the show. Jazz Kahina released a new track the other day. Literally, like 2 days ago.
Yeah, I know.
In memory for her friend
Redrin
Tease DDS, who passed away. I'm going to put a link to this video down below so people who watch this can go check it out. But let me play a little part of the tune as well. Tease, if you don't know, he passed away a little while ago. So Jazz did a tune in his honor. Let's give it a quick spin. Here we go.
Big up Jazz, big up Tease.
You'd be out all day, every day. Everything was it was just normal. You got on the bus, if you was on your own, if it was your mates, if the bus was packed, put a reach out. You got on the train, it's packed, empty with your mates, without, put a reach out. Instead of walking the street home, like, you would walk tracks. It was normal.
We used to misbehave a lot, raise a shot, paint a plot, later bop the tracks and taper off.
I'll catch you later on.
Young and numb, chasing fun, maybe just escaping from places where the lovers gone. Wandered and discovered some, in others that were troublesome. Half-baked plans, we had the large waistbands and the fast-paced hands. We didn't mask face bake, but there were far less camps. We used to laugh, make haste, and we'd just take it and rant. I like to think that we could turn the hate into play. Smiling slyly, catching beaches, hurting trains in a day. And sometimes I'd lend you pee and you would pay me in pain. And at times it seemed to me that you were craving a change. We're known losers, roam road, no Ubers. Broke troopers, no routes, just manoeuvres. I'd blow fuses and go home in a stupor. No excuses, you'd go alone to pursue it. The one man plan, rogue status, so flagrant. No behaviour, bold papers, but no cases. Time's changing, you'd go places with no favours. It seemed fate would separate us. We parted ways for many years, changing up the pace, not really changing up the gears. Still looking safe spaces in the faces of our peers, but never really facing up the basis of our fears.
Yes, indeedy, I wrote graffiti.
And I'ma increase the crime rate.
Yes, indeedy, I wrote graffiti.
And I'ma increase the crime rate for old time's sake.
Round two, you found me.
Is that you?
I bought you, I had to. Who knew? Me and you, love grew. Just friends, just. It's more than enough, bruv. It's broad and it's tough and it's sure as the blood, cuz. And tethered, we could weather any weather. From now until forever, embedding our endeavours. A measure of our presence, a lending of our essence. We bared so many lessons just to bring us to the present. A new start, we fought all the thoughts hard and bruised hearts. We swore that we'd choose art, but too dark. The storm you couldn't move past. My heart is feeling black, but it's got a glint of chrome in it. My bed is too big, and I'm thinking all alone in it. Scrolling on my phone in it, turning over stones in it. Losing hope, I'm prone to poppers, up a clone to cope with it. I found purpose in the pros, and persons that we've known. And further down the road, I know I'm certain that I've grown. We'll turn the hurt into a rose, emergent from the stone.
Yeah, I think there's a need to be noticed with writers. You want to put your name out there. You don't feel like you're getting the recognition, maybe, in your walk of
I don't want to play the whole thing because I want to urge people to go to the actual video, check it out. She's put up together a really cool video with loads of old footage of him out bombing on trains and stuff. I think Jordan Grant put it together. Loads of old footage. It's really cool and it's a great tribute, you know what I mean, to a lost writer, man. Salute. Mm. I think Crept CBM made that beat as well. It's a dope beat.
I think so.
Yeah. And yeah, I just wanted to salute her for that, man. The link is below. Go check that. I wanted to say as well.
Do you know what I like about Jazz on that track? She clarity. Clarity, yeah. Rude Boy.
Oh, yeah.
You can hear what she's saying.
Yeah, and I love the reminiscing.
There was a couple of tongue twisty bits in there, but they were clear as dick, Jazz. You know what I mean? So
and I love that lyric. She was like, "My heart is black, but there's a little bit of chrome in it." You know what I mean? And like, there were some nice lines in there, man. And yeah, it just reminded me. This isn't a story about Jazz or Tease, but it was because I only met
Brazil?
Him once.
Brazil?
No. It was that Jazz's. It was a while ago, a good few months ago, at a video shoot. It was last summer. It was Jazz Kahina did a video for one of her other songs. She was filming it down in Stockwell. I can't remember the name of the song. Fuck, man. I can't remember the name of the song. But anyway, it was a big tune. And Tease was there. A whole bunch of writers were there all tagging the walls. And she was, you know, rapping in front of the graph and all that stuff. Even Doc Brown turned up as well for a bit. There was a whole bunch of people.
I bet you she was wearing a Wicked jacket.
Yeah, of course, Averix. Yeah, the whole, yeah.
Really?
The whole Averix.
Always, she's got a son. In that video, the video of the Tease thing, she's wearing the sickest jacket I've seen in my life.
It's incredible,
yeah. What the fuck?
She's got a bomb stash. She's a fashionista, as it were. A ghetto fashionista.
It's killing my ears, man.
Damn. But no, so check this out. So I'm there showing support. I was there actually, my cousin, I have a young, like super young cousin. She'd come over. She lives in Hawaii. She was over in England for a little bit. And I was like, oh, my mate's all filming a video. It's a graph thing. And she's like, oh yeah, wicked. Let's check it out. So what the fuck is that on your head, Thieve? You just went off screen for a second, came back on with, what is that? A pair of tights.
I said that's doing fucking perfect. The headphones are doing my ear in. They're squishing my ear too much. Yeah. After a while, it's too much. And I just opened the drawer. The first thing there was a pair of tights. I just tried to put it over the ears, bro.
Damn, son. All right, okay.
I think it's working, though, G.
Fair enough. And
Deem me.
Wait, put your head down. What's that in the crotch bit? There's like a, is that like a tampon bit? No, it's not.
That's okay, like the bald bit.
That's hilarious. You look like a Hasidic Jewish woman. You know,
now I look like Busta Rhymes, motherfucker. Yeah. Busta Rhymes, I'm in the boots.
So boom, listen, so I take my little cousin down there to Stockwell and, you know, obviously there's a bunch of heads there. Tease was there. That was the first time I met him, you know what I mean? And Pick was there. Fucking whole bunch of heads was there. It was really cool. And I'm chilling there. And then Cope is there. You know, the drunken freestyler, Cope, bad man.
Yeah.
He's there, obviously, you know, rowdy as usual, catching jokes. And next thing I know, he goes, Amber! Like, Amber, he's like, the other Amber's here. The other Amber is here. Yeah. He was like, the other Amber's here. And now, okay, just to take it back for like a good few years
now.
Is this
Stockwell?
In Stockwell, yes. So this is a good few years ago. I remember people telling me, oh, Maddie, yo, I saw Amber that you did in thingy, like in South London. And I was like, yo, I never did that. And then after a while, I clocked, okay, there's another Amber out there now. This is a while ago now. This is not even, it's like talking over 10 years ago. But I'd already kind of calmed down my illegal activity. So to be honest, I wasn't that fussed about it. And his style was completely different. He was a bomber. He was more of a tagger and a bomber as opposed to like a doing pieces and
pizza,
shit, you know? And I thought, okay, no, people aren't going to really mix up our styles, and I was like, I'm not really doing much illegal stuff, you know, so I didn't even think twice about it. It wasn't even a big deal. Anyway, yeah, so now, boom, I'm there, and Cope is making a big deal out of it now. Cope is like, yo, Amber, the other Amber's here, like kind of like stirring it up a little bit, like, whoa, what are you going to do, Les? What are you going to do? We got two Ambers in here, like that. Yeah, I was like, oh, man, fuck's sake, this is the last thing I want to deal with right now. But, you know, it's happening. So, you know, and to be honest, I've been wanting to meet him as well, see what happens, you know what I mean? Like, see if he feels a way about it or whatnot. Ultimately, there was no argument about who did it first. You know what I'm saying? The dude is a lot younger than me. Not massively younger, but, you know, he's definitely younger and started later. Anyway, so I was like, all right. So I look at him. It's a bit awkward to start off with, you know, and there's a bunch, like I said, there's a bunch of people here, man. Everyone's there for the video shoot, you know what I mean? And Cope has been well loud and, you know, he's going, fucking Legacy of Amber. Oh, shit, look, it's both Ambers here. Both Ambers here, everyone. Look, both Ambers. And I was like, yo, shut the fuck up. I'm like, telling him to chill out. And so it's a bit awkward at the beginning. And then I say, yo, what's up? I was like, yo, is there an issue? Like, I'm saying it like with a smile on my face, like going, come on, there's no
issue. Are we cool?
Yeah, we all good. And he's like, yeah, all good. Like, yeah. And then, so we start chatting, me and him, yeah. And I give him a dap, and then I'm like, you know, he's like, yeah, you're OG, you know what I mean? You're OG, because he's a bit
of a rude boy. Yeah. You're an old boy, bruv.
Yeah. And I'm like, and I said to him, look, I'm not that fast, yeah. Like, we got totally different styles. I don't really do illegal shit anymore. You're still on it, you know what I mean? Doing your thing out there. So I'm like, on that level, I'm not looking to battle you now, because it's not like I'm going to start my illegal career again just to vengeance on this kid, Amber.
Take my tag back.
Yeah, I was like, it's all good, you know what I mean? Like, you know, people aren't going to mix up our styles, you know what I'm saying? You're a bomber, you only do dubs. And so I don't think I've ever seen him do a piece. But I could still feel he was a little bit standoffish, like he was in his head going, I should do something, you know what I mean? But he's like knew that it would be a bit awkward and, you know what I mean? And I knew people here. I'm sure he knew people there as well. So it was like, but I was just there going,
you want to battle, son? You want to battle me?
Well, check this out. So we're exchanging niceties to a certain degree. And then there's a young lady sat down. You know, there's the little steps at the end of Stockwell, yeah? And so, like, everyone's, like, kind of conjugated there. We're standing right in the middle of everyone chatting. And Cope is there as well and a bunch of other heads. And then a young lady, she was sat on the floor next to us, listening to us. She must have been listening. I didn't notice her. But until she piped up and she was like, you guys should battle for the name. You guys should do a piece here and battle for the name. Yeah. And she was like, you guys
are
being...
Who was she? Just a random kotcha.
I have no idea. I think Mia was there chatting to her. I don't know if that's his mate or something. I have no idea, to be honest, who this young lady is.
You guys should battle for the name.
But that's when I lit up. You know what I mean? I was like, yeah, man. I was like, if you're down, like, to do a piece and see who does a better piece, I'm like, hell yeah.
I'm going to pull your waist.
Yeah. I was like,
yeah. You were like, yeah, boy.
And then he started backtracking now, the other Amber. He was like, oh, no, we ain't doing that. We ain't doing that, yeah. And then we had a little chuckle about it. And then moved on. And we start chatting about something else. And like a couple minutes later, he goes off on his bike. Like he says, I'll be back in a bit. And he bops off on his bike. And obviously, you know, I'm a bit paranoid, you know what I mean? Thinking, oh, is he going off to get someone? Or, you know, your mind takes you to places.
No way.
Of course.
No way.
Obviously, nothing ended up happening. But like, you know, when you're there in a situation, and I'm there with my cousin who's not really
getting someone to help him come and drop his outline.
Well, I don't know. Look, I don't want to start cussing the guy. We're on good terms, so let's keep it at that. You know what I mean? Because I genuinely have no issue whatsoever. More power to him, man. It's all good. And like I said, our styles are too different for people to confuse us. You know what I'm saying? And again, I don't do illegal stuff, so it's not like I'm going to go all city now to protect the name and shit. It's like, yo, that ship sailed.
Going all
city.
Yeah. I'm going all city, son.
I'm not
going to
battle some youngsters over a name, you know what I mean? But I was, you know, I was like, yeah, let's do a piece, dude, you know what I mean? For the name, but nah, that won't happen. So I'm like, all right, all good. But I was a little bit on tenter. I thought, maybe he's off and he's going to, you know, if he's ever going to do it, now's the time. I mean, you know what I mean? But, you know, thankfully he didn't and it was all good in the end. But I do remember telling my little cousin, like, when he bopped off like that, I was like, because she was completely naive to everything. Yeah. Alza said to her, I was like, just get ready to maybe we have to run, you know, just be careful. Just like, just keep your eye on me. But like, Alza, it's nothing. I'm sure it's all love, but just keep your eye, like, just in case, you know.
You must have really caught a vibe of him if you're thinking that sort of shit.
No, no, no. It's not. It's just, I didn't.
Must have been at least a semi vibe.
Maybe a little chub on, basically.
What are you thinking that for, man? Yeah.
You never know, because you never fucking know. And I know this guy from Adam. Like I said, the short meeting I had with him, he was really chill, cool. He was on a level. So, you know, all good. You know what I'm saying? Could have gone a lot. He could have gone west. You know what I mean? Obviously, in these. And especially.
I actually had a point on my fucking list of points of talking about. Do you remember how bad it was when you were choosing a reach back in the day?
Oh, mate. Yeah.
Do you remember how, not about the actual name, once you'd found the name and all of that, then someone would say, you know what I mean? It comes too close to.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they'd list the writer and you'd be like, what do you mean? How does it be close to fucking like zombie or something? What do you mean?
You even mentioned, great, you mentioned Teach getting mad at Cheat because he was like, oh, it's too close to Teach, man. It's yeah, like, yo.
Yeah, yeah, but yeah. We just heard about that. That was something we just heard about. That's before we knew them, isn't it? But yeah, if you think about it. Mm. But even like, do you remember Cheek?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I think he was early GFS crew.
Yeah, yeah, Cheek. Yeah, he was the fucking, wasn't Cheek? He was, I don't know.
Channel 4, he was Ben the Boffin. Or
yeah, Ben the Boffin on The Big Breakfast, man. Yeah. I swear he was a writer. Did he write, Cheek? I think, like, did he pass away? Fuck, man.
No.
He didn't. Pause. He didn't. I'm thinking of Pause. Sorry, yeah. No, Cheek, yeah.
It's so dangerous to talk about shit like that.
Mate,
I think someone approached me about that. We were talking about someone and we said the wrong person died, or we thought the wrong person had died. And he was like, it wasn't him, you fucking dick. And I'm like,
Guys, I smoke weed, you know what I mean? I get confused. Apologies in advance, man. Genuinely, no disrespect intended, especially about stuff like that, man. No, for sure. No, actually, no. What was I going to say? Wait, what were you just talking about just now?
Picking a name.
Yo,
yeah,
because we spoke about like our toy tags before we chose our names, Amber and Theme. You know, I had some toy tags before. I had like Hype. I used to write Hype, and I used to write a couple other things. Yeah. Should I tell you how I came up with the name Amber? Do you know? Have I told you ever?
I think so.
I might have. I might as well say it's not a massively interesting story, but I was watching TV at the time and there was adverts for Foster's beer. Yeah. And at that time in the 90s, it was like the
song. Oh, mate.
Yeah, yeah.
The Amber Nectar.
Yeah, the Amber Nectar. That was it.
Don't tell me it came from the Amber Nectar, mate.
No, it came from, there was the adverts and it was a series of a guy. It was like a guy dressed like in the movie Mad Max, yeah, which is obviously Australian movie.
Yeah.
And they're driving through the desert and it's like the search for the Amber Nectar. The search
for the Amber Nectar.
And I was Amber Nectar. I was like, Amber Nectar sounds dope. So I started writing Amber Nectar. Yeah, I used to write both words for a while. And then I remember on the District Line once, I saw, because you know the District went all the way to the other side of London and then came all the way back to West London. There was a writer, he must have been in East London, started writing Nectar, N-E-K-T-A. So I was writing Amber Nectar. And then, because I was transitioning from a toy into not being a toy, you know, so it's like in the middle years,
right?
Obviously, Amber Nectar, no one's gonna write, you know, no sane person writes two words, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, but I was, and anyway, so I started seeing this other guy writing Nectar, and I was like, oh, okay, I'll drop the Nectar, and I stuck with Amber basically, and that's where that came from, man. I don't drink Foster's, I never have, never will, but
it's fucking piss.
I just like the phrase, you know, the search for the Amber Nectar. I thought, wow, that's cool.
Amber Nectar, man.
Where did you come up with Theme from, man?
I remember getting in grief as soon as I came up with it.
Yeah.
Oh, there's already a theme. Oh, it's too close to Fume. Oh, it's too close to anything beginning, like fucking Teach. Yeah. You know what I mean? You're like, fuck me. Mean.
Jeez. Theme.
Mean as well.
Even if it rhymes with another tag, that's it. It's too close.
It's like too close, man. There were so many things that you had to think about.
I remember when Bozo... Cause
there was another theme, though. There was a theme.
Oh, yeah?
He didn't do much, but there was a few panels, and it was Richmond-esque. Right, like one of those kind of old school boys.
Okay.
Well, maybe he just did one panel that said thick, because I've seen the picture 100 times. People tag me in it all the time.
Oh, shit, okay.
And it's like mad old underground line.
Damn, okay, I don't remember that, man. I don't think I've seen that. But I do remember once Bozo, before he came up with the tag Bozo, because Frez was close with him, obviously, because they live near each other, and I kind of met him a few times through that. He took us
salute
out
the Frezidente.
Early missions, he took us out. But I never forget, I remember
early
Frez,
CMS missions, bruv. Early CMS missions.
Yeah, obviously, I didn't know Bozo that well. And before he was writing Bozo, he was writing Puto, and he was changing his tag. Yeah, he was trying to come up with a tag. And Frez told me, I only ever heard this through Frez. I never heard it through Bozo. But apparently he was going to choose the tag AMP, A-M-P. Yeah. And I got mad, obviously, not pissed off, like, you know, but I was like, shit, man, it's well close to AMP. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but AMP, was he going to write AMP? Yeah. That's fucking dog shit, bro. No way.
But I just remember going, no, please don't let him stick with AMP, man. Please don't stick with AMP. Because I was a youngin' then, so it's not like I could have told him not to. But like, I remember Frez telling me, he was like, nah, he told him that's too close to AMP. So he decided on Bozo in the end, and he landed on Bozo and he started writing that. And I was like, whew.
And we got to ask him that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we got a phone call from the Bozalicious. DDS.
E to the O to the Z to the O.
He's
going to
be, well, I don't want to talk about it too much, but I just want to put it out there. Hopefully we're going to get him on soon enough. That would be incredible, man. And we got a couple other guests coming up as well soon. Exciting things.
Yeah. I could give him these tights, so when he comes on, yeah. You know what I mean? You can't see him.
Can you see through the tights? Those look like
kind of bit, yeah.
Yeah, they're not the right ones, though.
Bruv! This reminds me of a true story, bruv!
Go on.
Oh, my days, I can't believe I haven't told you this.
Theme is still has a pair of tights on his head. For the people just listening, yeah.
Do you remember in Chiswick, that shop called Devco in Grove Park? There was a shop called, it was famous for being a chief, and it was famous for like all them rumors. He used to sell mushrooms. If you asked him for like magic mushrooms, or like under the counter, he used to sell single cigarettes for like 20p and shit.
I think I do.
Everything was mad expensive. Like, he used to sell stamps that said 25p on it for 50p and shit. He was like an utter chief, like a complete money grab chief.
There was another one, though, like that in Ealing, so I don't think I went to that one too much. But
this one is in posh area of Chiswick called Grove Park, yeah.
Was this at the time when mushrooms got...
It's a Budgins now. It's a Budgins now.
Oh, okay.
You must know where it is, man.
Yeah, blatantly I do, but I'm just saying, at that time, was it because... I remember there was a short window of time where mushrooms...
There was all that blag about mushrooms. Yeah, you could buy them at Hippie Heaven in Ely.
They got downgraded Heaven. From a class B to a class C or some shit like that. And then they went back up to B. And so there was a little moment of time where it wasn't illegal to sell the seeds. So they used to give you... Remember the... Sorry, it's a sidetrack from your story. But do you remember you could buy, like, it was a plastic tray with a see-through cover over the top and some soil in it?
And they put
like magic mushroom spores in the soil, and that was perfectly legal to sell that. Now, if you decided to take that thing home and grow the shrooms that are in it, then it became illegal. But for the shop to sell it was perfectly legal at the time.
You could go and get them at Richmond Park.
Oh, you could pick the mushrooms. Yeah, I went there.
You can pick those motherfuckers at Richmond Park.
Yeah, it's mad when
they. Have you been to Thailand?
Nah, never, man. I wish one day. But yeah, sorry, theme. You were saying you were going to tell a story about that.
I just thought of another story about magic mushrooms in Thailand.
Yeah.
But I'm ill as dick. Fuck's sake. Always ill as fucking dick.
I've had
a lemon and honey while we've been chatting away, and I'm still fucked. I don't even know. What's the...
The virus.
Yeah, budgins, bruv. Budgins, bruv. Budgins, bruv.
Yeah.
Budgins, yeah. So... So for some reason, we're getting pissed off with Budgins. Once I tried to nick a porno from Budgins. Yeah? I was a youth. It was like 13, 14. Tried to nick a porno from Budgins by putting it in the magazine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't even have them anymore. I don't even know if they exist anymore, bro. Porno mag.
Yeah.
Got a porno mag. Had the balls to get it down from the top shelf. You know what I mean? Shitting myself. Put it in the, like, a big newspaper, like a Sunday Times, and just went to go and pay for the Sunday Times.
Yeah.
And I go to the shop, put it on the counter, and I'm bearing in mind, I'm honestly, I'm like 14 or some shit.
Yeah.
He immediately opens the paper in the middle where I've put the porno. He's seen the whole thing on something, like the little round mirrors or something.
Yeah.
And he goes, "You see this? Your mother's in here. Your mother's in it." So,
oh, shit.
My ma's in the porno.
Oh, shit.
And I'm thinking, I'm on the fire. And I'm on my J's and I've been caught for like tea leafing in a shot. And I just legged it out.
Yeah.
And loads of other stuff happened with Devco, man.
Oh, my God.
Shit. But one day we planned like a fucking robbery, like an armed robbery on Devco, yeah?
Oh, shit.
We were kids. We're like, this is it. We're not having it. We're going to come outside Devco, yeah, like a gang of us, run in the shop and nick everything we can and then all run out, yeah? Bear in mind, we've been going to the shop for years, yeah?
He's
going
to know you fuck.
Yeah. Definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
He knows all of us. It's the Grove Park crew. There's like seven of us, yeah, GPC.
Yeah.
So anyway, we go back to one of their houses.
Son. Yeah.
You remember Tim from the wedding? Tim. Oh, this involves Tim heavily, yeah?
Okay. Try not to say surnames, bro, if you can avoid it. But yeah, go on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know Timotei. Yeah. Timotei from
Timotei.
Anyway, we're going around his yard. Yeah? How are we gonna rob this fucking place? And for some reason we all decide, yeah, because he's got a sister, he's the only geezer with a sister, that he's going to get like six pairs of tights like this. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're going to put it over our heads. So we literally just put them over how I had it on before, exactly like that. Yeah. But we don't know anything about robbing anything. I've only just started getting into like robbing paint and shit.
Yeah.
But that's with a completely different set of mates. You know, I mean, these mates aren't like these kind of people.
Yeah.
So we're going to the fucking thing. We don't wait till nighttime or nothing, and we're going broad daylight, yeah? And we're filming it.
Jeez.
So we've got a VHS. Like, you remember like the ones, like, or maybe it's a camcorder, I can't remember. We're filming the fucking
oh,
but I think,
God,
there was something joke about it because it was so big, this camera.
Yeah.
And we're taking it in the shop, and it was one of those, it definitely was a big camera because I think it had one like a handle on the top as well.
Oh my God.
Because I just remember someone dusting it. And so we all pull up. We were going to this shop for ages. We just walk around. We'd walk there because it's like a 2-minute walk from my house. We just walk to Devco, yeah? And we're standing outside thinking, right, we're actually going to rob this fucking gig. But it's like, honestly,
but what,
like,
you're going to rob five or six. You're going to rob things from it, or you're going to actually rob the
Yeah, no, we're going to. Our plan was to rob everything we could get.
And the register? But, no.
No, well.
Oh, okay.
Nah, I don't think, nah, not yeah, the register,
okay,
nah.
Okay.
Just go in there, bundle the store. Like, we all made a plan, right? So you go on the straight in the first, I'll just grab all the shit. You straight to the second, I'll just grab all the shit. So we all had our little jobs, you know what I mean? Which aisle to go to and which bits to rob and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Cigarettes, your crowd control, you know, you get the safe.
There was a crowd control. We kept a geezer outside the shop.
Nice.
And, so bam, we get to this place and we don't know what we're doing. So now we're standing on the street putting on women's tights on our faces like this.
Oh my God.
In the middle of the street in the daylight, because we haven't like thought to wear it and get in the car. We couldn't even drive. So we didn't walk around the corner like this, you know what I mean? In case we saw someone we knew. So we walked to the shop.
Jeez.
And then put the tights on our head, like all these bits flapping off, went in the shop. All attempted to rob everything from the shop, yeah?
Yeah.
They knew exactly who we were straight away. The tights didn't make fuck all difference.
No, of course not.
We were filming it, yeah?
Oh,
and
shit.
We all barely got any shit. But one of us fell into the shelves in the shop, knocked all the shelf like over.
Oh, my God.
And we've got hit Tim's sister's tights on our head. And I think Tim's sister is the one keeping dog outside.
Jeez.
She had something to do with it for sure. I think she was keeping dog outside. And I'm in like the second or third aisle. And all I hear is run. Because the two sons have come out. And they're actually like gripping one. I think it's Tim. They're gripping him up. And that's why they dashed him against the shelves and it fell over. We're like, God. Oh shit, it's getting out of hand. And we all, I just remember being at the back or like middle back. bare people running out, like holding pornos and like Toblerones, you know what I mean? Like nothing together, just like bare different shit. And the geese are filming. And we've all got the tights on our head. We come out the store and we live like 40 seconds away from this fucking shop. So it's like poles, dust straight to his yard. Thinking, oh my days, we are going to get fucking nicked for this, like 100%.
Jeez.
And then we all go to watch the video. And the video, the geezer filming it has like holding it on that handle. So he's like holding it low because all you hear is run. He starts running and all the cameras just going like that as we're all like running outside. You can hear our voices like, fucking go, like that kind of shit.
Damn.
Man, it was so joke, bro.
Fuck.
Daylight robbery.
So what happened in the
women's tights? Oh, nothing. No. We got our free shit, and we went back to that shop for years and years.
Still.
And in the first couple of years, like he'd bring it up a lot. The shopkeepers would bring it up a lot. It was you, daylight nobody, you. You know, always to bring it. And it gradually, just like with all things with time, it gradually just like phased out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Kept going back to the shop.
Oh my
daylight robbery, bruv, on camera.
Back to the scene.
Imagine
of the crime.
Filming it.
And filming it back then, like you said, now everything gets filmed nowadays. But back then, for you to actually take the big shoulder on the shoulder fucking video camera, man, you crazy motherfucker.
So good.
I wish I filmed more back then, but then I'm kind of glad we didn't have
the
thing of filming, you know. I had a video camera as well back in the day, but I only filmed stupid shit in my house. I wish I took it out more. But
I wish I took it out like mid-90s to late-90s.
Yeah, but
some sick
stuff. But back then, I didn't even take a camera out. I had a digital camera. I wouldn't take that out because, you know, you'd get jacked for it, man. Let alone walking around
to see
with
the
garms
and shit, man. It'd be so fucking dope.
It would be fucking crazy.
Were you ever in the Reebok Classic stage of life?
Of course, man. I was, and there was that spot in Shepherd's Bush who had all the latest Reebok Classics because it was all about getting the white ones, but the strip down the middle, you'd get like thousands of different. And I remember once getting the snake skin ones. Yeah. With the snake skin. I was so proud of them. I was like, yo, no one's got these snake skin ones, man. And then the first rave you go
fucking
to.
Fucking Reebok Classic Flex, man. It affected so many people, the Reebok Classic Flex.
It was standard procedure. The Classic.
You could get jacked for Reebok Classic.
Oh, easy.
There was a stage and it all went way too hype.
Yeah. I remember the uniform was Reebok Classics, and then you'd go to Camden Market and you'd buy the dodgy fucking Armani jeans, you know, off the dodgy folks outside the station. And then like a shitty polo Ralph Lauren top. And then that was it. You were good to go. And I remember the polo sport jackets, but just like the materials, just like a, you know, just like a cardigan, but had a zipper. So it was like a jacket, you know, but with the Ralph horse on it. I remember that was standard procedure. Yeah. I had a green one of those.
I remember you showing me BTKA in
Born to Kick Ass.
You had that, man. You had a couple of them on the back. It had a big skull.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's so cool.
But that was around about the same time as like Dreddy and all that shit was coming.
Yeah, Dreddy
out.
And
yeah.
Who were Toking?
Yeah, and shit like that. Yeah, we had all that stuff, man.
Token had a bit of props because there wasn't as much Token around, or was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And it just
there was another one that was shit like Spliffy. Spliffy. Was fucking
Spliffy.
That was the word. You could never be caught wearing that.
And Naf
Token and Dreddy.
Naf Naf as well was a big one.
Green Flash Blood.
But I remember those like Dreddy and stuff like that, because the characters, they look like graph characters, man. That's why I thought they looked
just
cool.
Graph characters with a fat zoot coming out and
exactly. And the amount of times we used to just copy.
But
that
the Spliffy
character.
One was do you remember the hierarchy? There was definitely Spliffy was like the dog shit. Like you could never ever bust that. Dreddy was probably always number one.
Yeah,
and there was
Spliffy
a toking in them. Spliffy was fucking for like
that was just biting. It was biting Stussy. I remember the Stussy, you know that Stussy.
Yeah, it
tag.
Did that as well.
It was a Spliffy tag. It was basically just biting. Now, when I think about it now, it's just biting Stussy, man.
But it had no cred. You know what I mean?
No,
it was just like that was definite bush market.
Yeah. There was a short window when not Spliffy, but Dreddy and all that was cool as fuck, but then it fell off real quick, and then anyone caught wearing that shit was a fucking.
Do you remember Global Hypercolor t-shirts?
Oh man.
Global Hypercolor. I don't remember that shit.
I'd have to see it.
And you could pick up the t-shirt, put it over your mouth and breathe, and it changed color. Global hypercolor.
That's ringing a bell now. Yeah.
So the t-shirt would change color. I'm guessing temperature or some shit. It would always be like blue to orange and shit.
Yeah, but I couldn't wear that t-shirt, bro.
I was a sweaty Arab man.
I would have just had decolorized. I would have had decolorized under my armpits and shit. It would just been two patches like that.
Yeah, no, they were the nuts, man. And you had to, like, you know, I mean, you could blow it and it would change color. You'd be like, no, look, fucking look, change color.
Nice.
It was amazing.
Come theme. Let's play one of these tunes, man. Come on. Tell me which one to play. Which one you want?
Which ones have I got?
You got Dave East, you got Styles P, and you got Bone Thugs. Those are the three.
Let's play a bit of Dave East.
Yeah, this is a big tune. I only just listened to a bit of it now, man. And yeah.
Is this the first time you heard it?
First time, I think, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
This is what I think this was a bit more when he was coming up. This is quite old now.
Okay. Cool. Well, this is a track.
He's doing tunes with Nas and shit all the time now, Dave East.
No, I know the name,
Dave East. I think he's from. Is he from Queens?
Well, let's look it up while we listen to the track. This is Dave East, the track called Handsome.
A bit like me, bro. Handsome, a bit like me. Handsome, a bit like me.
Sound like it's supposed to, niggas. I won't break the code. Young niggas try not to die. We just pray that we get old. My niggas is gone. If they was not in the field, I won't put their name in a song. I've been in the zone. Calling my niggas from jail. Just praying they pick up the phone. Try to get niggas to come get it with me. If they was too busy, I'll get it alone. Watch how you approach. Young
Wait,
niggas talking to
nice,
code. I'm blessed
man.
Like I run
this
with the boat.
Nice.
If I'm on a yacht, got my gun on the boat. I'm not like you niggas ain't wanna be broke. When it got cold, I wanted a coat. My uncle was tripping. He wanted some dope. I'm trying to be the richest little nigga you know. This paper get thrown, see who pick up the most.
I was with killers, mom and dad.
Sound like it's supposed to, niggas. I won't break the code. Young niggas trying not to die. We just pray that we get old. My niggas is gone. If they was not in the field, I won't put their name in a song. I've been in the zone. Calling my niggas from jail. Just praying they pick up the phone. Try to get niggas to come get it with me. If they was too busy, I'll get it alone. Watch how you approach. Young niggas drunk in a ghost. I'm blessed like I run with the Pope. If I'm on a yacht, got my gun on the boat. I'm not like you niggas ain't wanna be broke. When it got cold, I wanted a coat. My uncle was tripping. He wanted some dope. I'm trying to be the richest little nigga you know. This paper get thrown. See who pick up the most. I was with killers. Mama did. And no, this might be the realest shit I never wrote. I got it, just know it fit inside my coat. So many feelings spilling out my soul. Ran out of product, we was dealing soap. I'm just being modest, I could get it low. Don't care who the hottest nigga, this is low. Pull up in Prada, probably with your hoe. Now they calling me handsome. Kidnap that nigga and call for the ransom. Two-step and I am not with the dance. Only live once, so I'm taking these chances. I'ma do all that I gotta do. Go back to my hood, they say that we proud of you. Over the family, we gotta shoot. Carolina whip, powder blue. Niggas never was providing, talking how they riding, homie, I was riding too. In public housing, tried to violate me and Chetty, talking about we gotta move. Eviction notices, I got them too. Moving dolo, this was not a group. Knocking Tupac and a lot of Snoop. Got the hang of this shit like I got a noose. Now they calling me handsome. Kidnap that nigga and call for the ransom. Two-step and I am not with the dance. Only live once, so I'm taking these chances. I'ma do all that I gotta do. Go back to my hood, they say that we proud of you. Over the family, we gotta shoot. Carolina whip, powder blue. Niggas never was providing, talking how they riding, homie, I was riding too. In public housing, tried to violate me and Chetty, talking about we gotta move. Eviction notices, I got them too. Moving dolo, this was not a group. Knocking Tupac and a lot of Snoop. Got the hang of this shit like I got a noose. My crew was too live, I was not with Luke. I ain't lying, my mama do Prada boots. Eating salmon on a private boat. Just me and my bitch, so I got the coup. I really had NBA dreams. Go overseas or get a full ride to Duke. Now when I play the hood, I'm just sliding through. Not a motherfucking thing I gotta prove. Now they calling me handsome. Kidnap that nigga and call for the ransom. Two-step and I am not with the dance. Only live once, so I'm taking these chances. I'ma do all that I gotta do. Go back to my hood, they say that we proud of you. Over the family, we gotta shoot. Carolina whip, powder blue. Niggas never was providing, talking how they riding, homie, I was riding too. In public housing, tried to violate me and Chetty, talking about we gotta move. Eviction notices, I got them too. Moving dolo, this was not a group. Knocking Tupac and a lot of Snoop. Got the hang of this shit like I got a noose. Now they calling me handsome.
Calling me handsome.
Yeah,
calling
man.
Me handsome indeed. Oh, that's nice. That's 2020, man. I didn't realize it was that. Recent Tom Toms.
Because you know me, I'm a big boom bap hip hop head, but I love beats like that, man. That's nice, laid back, it's fucking dope.
Is that not boom bap?
I mean, technically.
I was trying to find the producer, but I can only get it on SoundCloud.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, I didn't look it up, man.
Is that not Bumbleton?
But he's definitely connected with Nas. I think Nas discovered him now, just reading up on it. He's signed to Mass Appeal Records, which is Nas's label.
Nas is my pops, you know what I'm saying? He's like my pops, you know what I'm saying?
In conjunction with Def Jam. Yeah.
Jeez.
Came out in 2016.
Yeah, he done a tour. I'd see him on tour with Nas.
Yeah. Now I've heard the name Dave East. I think didn't he release like a pair of trainers or something? I'm not into.
But he can spit, man. He can spit.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. It's a little bit. It's not what I was gonna say commercial, but it's not really. But it's a little. But it's good tune. The beat is nice.
Big tune. That's going on my playlist, man. I like that a lot.
I think the Beatle tune is nice. You know, it's nice.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know,
no.
So yeah, I've got no story whatsoever connected to that rhythm, but I'm afraid you just have to listen to it.
Yeah, no, well, you know, it's a big tune.
I mean, it's handsome like me, so that's why I picked it.
Maybe anyone listening, if you're into Dave East and you want to recommend another tune, let us know, man, down below. Oh yeah, that reminds me as well. Last episode, you could be in the runnings to win a T-shirt, an exclusive.
I still haven't got mine, bruv.
Yeah, it's coming.
You've given away things, and yeah, we don't even have mine yet, bruv.
Well, I just want to say how exclusive this T-shirt is. Even Theme doesn't have one, man. You'll be the first in the world to get one, apart from me. You know what I mean?
I ain't even got my shit.
I'm going to send it to you. Don't worry.
I can do this and then pop it away.
Yeah. Ka-ching. So what we're gonna do right now, we're gonna go duck to me now in the future, picking it out of a hat, picking a name out of a hat. Check it out. Yo, I couldn't be bothered to get the microphone out and the GoPro, so I'm just doing this on my phone. Here I've put some names of all the people that left comments. Who's that? There's a letter S, someone, Max Becker. Who else is in here? Rake OLC. Who's this one? Sumo Graph, Good Darts, there's a whole bunch of people. Yoba, Sharks London. Yo, big up everyone for leaving a comment. I'm about to pick it out of a hat, pick out a name. Here we go. Blung, blung, blung. Let me grab one. There we go. Who's that? Good Darts. No. You know what? Good Darts, that's my man Slipper. You should go check out his website. I'm not going to let you have the T-shirt. I'm going to just send you one anyway, brother, okay? That's my boy right there. He supports the show. He's a bad man. I'm going to send him a T-shirt. So let me pick someone else, someone more random. Damo B. You see that? Damo B. All right, brother. Message us on Arms House to Your Mum's House pod on the Instagram. Let us know, okay? And I'll give me your address and I'll send you a T-shirt. Peace. Okay. So that's the winner of the T-shirt. We'll be messaging you. Message us on.
Big up, big up, big up, big up, big up.
Yeah, message us on Instagram at Arms House to Your Mom's House Pod, and we will send that T-shirt to you right away. Hopefully, he doesn't live in fucking bumfuck nowhere, man. Hopefully, he lives.
No, we're sending it. We're sending it second class, bruv.
Yeah, you know it's gonna take
second
a while.
Second class, reused stamped. Yeah,
it's gonna take.
Take
a
an
while.
iron off the old stamp that we get something sent to. Reuse that.
Yeah,
about second class.
Nah, no doubt.
No returns. No return, mate. No returns, bruv. You got to, when you're selling something, you got to say no returns, bruv.
No
selling
return.
Something online.
Definitely.
Yo,
no
this
returns.
T-shirt is no returns, bruv.
Yeah, there's definitely no
return. We don't
return.
Care if it doesn't fit. We don't care.
Yeah, no. For 100%, if it doesn't fit, that's not my problem. But they're all extra large anyway, so it's definitely.
Let me see the T-shirt. I haven't even seen it. What is it? Just the logo.
Just the logo on the front, man. That's it.
Arms House to Your Mum's House.
I mean, we can come up with some better ideas. I just did these quickly. You know what I mean? I knocked a few out. I got a bunch though. So
he's used to knocking a few out.
I'm trying to find on here. I wrote a list of writers. I was going to do the word association game quickly with you, man. Fuck, where is it? I had it written.
Where else could you do jump downs? Bush jumps, back jumps.
Oh, there was a spot. I remember in Ealing there was for a little while at the end of the platform.
Ealing Common, no?
Ealing Common, definitely. They
that was a spot.
They had a layup in Ealing Common.
Yeah.
Remember the layup in Ealing Common?
Yeah, there's a little layup there.
We go down that little residential street.
Yeah, it was well easy.
Looking like.
And it was all about, yeah, and people would know when the train was going to be laid up because it wasn't in there every night. It wasn't in there all the
time. One of us got nicked from someone calling. It was one of us. I mean, one of our friends. Someone got nicked. Maybe it was cheap. Someone got nicked from someone phoning from the house and looking down.
They could see it from the house, yeah.
It was a fucking residential street.
Yeah.
Maybe it was cheap then. Because, yeah,
yes, it's possible. Cheap. No, otherwise, but where else was there? There was one, I remember even...
I swear we're missing like some really good ones.
Not Turnham Green.
I swear we're missing a really good one.
There was a couple for the Piccadilly line as well.
Oh, wait a minute. Wasn't there a thing at Turnham Green for a little bit?
Yeah, Turnham Green, because one side it was literally bushes down one side of the thing and then a car park behind it. People could climb up there and then it would pull into
Stamford
the station.
Brook, you mean Stamford Brook.
Is it Stamford Brook or Turnham Green? One of those two. I can't remember which one. It's one of those two.
There's a car park and a block of flats behind it.
Yeah.
What were you just saying?
No, there's
you were describing the location.
Yeah, yeah. You used to just sit in the bush, you know what I mean? The train would pull into the train station, you jump up, bing, 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 come back
was
down.
Was it Turnham Green? I think it was Turnham Green, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there used to be bushes, didn't there, behind it. And now there's just like no bush and it just, you can see the buildings and shit. But maybe, I think it was Turnham Green. Because I was thinking there's a place that I can't remember, which was mad close. It wasn't far away and it was a fucking reach. And it must have been, it could have been Turnham Green, bro.
I think it was, man. But there was other couple down, like, towards South Ealing, down that track, the Piccadilly, down, if you kept going down, all the way down, eventually.
From where, sorry?
Like the South Ealing line, that one down, I think it ended up in Heathrow. That line had
a few jump downs.
Yeah, on the Piccadilly, there was a couple there.
I never did jump downs on the Piccadilly, you know.
Yeah, I only did it once.
Never, just the district.
Yeah,
and the big Met, the Westbourne Grove.
I remember
that was a jump down spot.
Oh yeah, Westbourne Grove, of course. That's
now
funny.
There's a big Festa dub inside that tunnel.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Festa, is he still out and about? He was battering it for a while, man.
Yeah, Batter-rooney'd it, mate.
But damn, Westbourne Park, I remember that's where Bozo took me and Frizz, I think on one of our first trackside missions, man. I've told you this story bare times. I mean, it's not a massive eventful story, but we went down there, down the tracks there. I think it was even during the day, if I remember correctly. We climbed on where the skate.
So much graph used to get done during the day. Brilliant, man.
And because there was no cameras around back then, man.
Had to risk it.
Yeah, just less cameras. You just had to duck down every time a train came. And then
You were basically dodging train drivers.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
If there was clays, you'd see. Does anyone call them clays anymore? Is that even a thing?
Yeah, I'm sure people call them
clays. No, it's just trackies, it's trackies. I'm sure people call them clays.
But I was going to say, so Bozo took us down there, and that was the infamous story theme that I told you, that I started doing my dub, and I started doing really small, You know how when you're a toy, you do really small things, And then I just remember Bozo just going, nah, bruv, bigger is better. Do it bigger like that. And I remember him drilling that into us from then.
Go big or go home, he said. Don't do the small
little fucking thing like that. Look at my feet. He'd already thrown up his outline. He's like, he looks like it's not even the size of two of my letters. You know what I mean? You see a whole name.
Yeah.
I remember learning that early on from him, man. Yeah.
talking of being a whack toy and doing small dubs, I remember doing one of the first things I did like on my own. And I wrote Kane.
Yeah.
And I went to Dog Shit Park. Just where I was saying, where that insert achy beef, that part there where you'd get on there.
Yeah.
Dog Shit Park. You painted there with Devise. That's Dog Shit Park. You called it by its real name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Harvard Hill or some shit. No, but that's Dog Shit Park.
I had no idea it was called Harvard Hill.
Like, all right, I don't know if it is. I don't know. I'm just painting. Maybe it is.
Oh, yeah, we did do that. Yeah. I didn't finish my thing because a fucking Karen came in. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, because a Karen came. But that place there, that's where everyone used to get on.
That's quite a funny
story. And that's where I used to get off when I used to never get a ticket. Or if there's a ticket inspector at Gunnersbury, I'd go up the stairs, see them all collecting tickets, and say, oh, fucking up. Turn around, straight back down the platform the wrong way and off down there like 30 seconds and left into Dogshit Park, bro.
Yeah.
But I went to Dogshit Park to do my own thing. And I had it all set up. It was going to be a black fill-in and a gold outline.
Yeah.
And it was for my like, first or second ever cane dub.
Wow.
We went down there. There's one big bush on the wall.
A black fill-in with a gold outline.
Gold outline.
What are you thinking, man? Yeah. Idiot. But yeah.
Well, go on the other side of the bush so no one could see. That bush used to be really big and thick. And there was bare graph there. Yeah. I didn't know anything. Just went up to the wall. Done a little cane thing.
Yeah.
It was so whack. And I think I had my own little crew and that. And I stuck it up. Like,
I'm assuming
I mean, LN.
K-A-N-E.
Little nonces or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, K-A-N-E.
Yeah.
And I've strangled myself with this shit. And did the thing. Blah, blah, blah. No border, nothing. Just black with a gold outline. Would have fucked up the shadow heavily. And step back to like have a look at my work, yeah.
Yeah.
And I have to take like 3 or 4 meters back, and then I look at the wall, and I'm like, oh shit! Yeah. It's either Syke or Sype. I can't remember who it was, shit. Yeah. But it is fucking Tonk.
Yeah.
Tonk. I think it was Syke. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huge dub, beautiful dub. And my cane dub, yeah, which right I haven't seen, is in the middle of the bottom of his S. Just his S. That's how big it was. Oh, and I remember thinking, oh, shit. Like, looking at it, thinking, shit. I already knew, like, some of the crew names and stuff and some of the writers and who they were. And I just thought, oh. But you could tell by the size of the dub. Like, I could never do that. You know what I mean? I stepped back and fucking hell, I thought I was going to be killed.
Damn.
Putting this cane dub, so shit, so whack and so toy and so small, it fits in the width of the bottom of his S. His dub was Tonk, bro.
Yeah. Like, huge. Fuck about. I loved Sight.
If you do it super Tonk, you can see it over the wall when you're going past on the district to go towards Q. That bit there on the other side of the bush, that's why everyone did it there. And he did a massive, it was next to someone else who'd done a massive one as well.
Yeah,
there was
two of them. I think Syke was one of my favorites back in the day, man. Syke, PFB. I loved his pieces and just his outlines were sick, man. And yeah, he used to do S-I-K-E or C-I-K-E. Ill, man. Ill dude.
C-I-K-E, yeah, good, right?
Because it's funny, because you bring that up. I mean, I don't think I've mentioned this on this podcast, but one of the first missions we did, me and Frizz, was because we went to Arabic school down in, there was a school here in West London, it's called Eleanor Wilkinson, it's an English, girls' school. And
an English school.
No, I mean, because I used to go there for Arabic school, yeah. On Saturdays, it would turn into an Arabic school. My mum was a teacher there. Frez's mum was a teacher there. And we used to go there from when we were 9 years old. We were going there. And the thing is, at the end of the play field was the Piccadilly line and the district line used to run there. And there was a fence there. And when all the kids were like eating their lunch and playing football and stuff, me and Frez used to just sit there and look at the trains go past and see all the new graph that was on those walls there. You know what I mean? You could see everything. And then you could look down to the central line, which went down that way to Ealing Broadway and then up into central. So we had a view and then the Iron Bridge going across and we were just checking out. We used to sit there every lunch and just check there, go, one day, man, one day we're going to paint this. And then I think Frez racked some Halfords paint from like fucking Halfords, yeah.
Yes, Frez
a dentist. Chrome and a red, I think it was, yeah. And then
it was on.
And then it was on.
It was on.
And I remember Frez, like, he was so forward thinking, man. Like, he was like, I got paint. We're going to do it this lunch break, yeah. Fuck it, we're going to go. And he was like, just grab your chair from your classroom, yeah. So I grabbed my chair. He grabs his chair. We walk out at lunch. We walk all the way to the end of the field carrying these chairs. And then once we get to the fence, Frez...
What were the chairs for? To get over the fence?
Yeah, so Frez luzzes his chair over, you know, and then we use my chair to get over the fence. And then we use his chair that he threw over to get back over the other side. So boom, we jump this fence and then there's a wall just there on the same side. We didn't have to cross any tracks. We didn't have to do nothing. Jump the fence. And obviously Frez, he had the paint. So we were doing his name. Yeah. And I remember, cause you said you did something really small, but about Bozo had drilled into us that to do big. And Frez, boom, went big, man. And he went over.
So you were already doing a bit of graph by then?
Yeah, yeah. We'd done it. I think we'd already done a couple of dubs and we'd done a couple of bits. And this was like our first, like kind of one of our first like track sides where it was just off our own backs. We did it, you know? And
yeah.
And Frez, yeah, I remember.
Yeah, I love that. I love that.
But I remember Frez, like we went over, I think we ended up going over. I thought. My memory was that we went over a diet, but apparently Frez corrected me, said, we went over a heist dub. Do you remember that, right? A heist?
Mate!
Yeah, heist was a bad man. He did loads of shit, man. I don't know what happened to him now, man, but yeah, he was up all over the place back then. H-Y-S-T. That's an ill-sounding tag as well.
He did it in different ways.
Yeah. He did. Yeah. But...
Oh, but wait, isn't he...
I think he was a skateboarder... He was in a crew, OTB, out to bomb, out the back.
I know who he is.
Over the back.
I showed you photos of that warehouse that one of our mates found in between like Acton and somewhere else.
Yeah.
Did I show you the photos? Painted there with Diet. And
yeah.
Zom and
Tim. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Was there a heist in there? I think I remember you telling me.
Yeah, so on the roof.
Sick.
Of the bits that were broken down, like all like derelict.
Yeah, he had a few.
I'll try and find the photo for the
send for the podage. Yeah, so we ended up
because he had a rooftop. But listen, before you, but do you remember? Yeah. Do you remember that Ravenscourt Park station?
Yeah,
looking on the platform
at the
looking
end.
Down and looking really high up, yes. Got quite far away. Like
yes,
heist and the top of that roof. HYST. That reach was sick.
That was
so heist is now a millionaire, bruv. He's like minted from taking photos, bruv.
Is it?
He took some photo of David Beckham and Victoria Beckham back in the day, like back when it was a.
I heard about.
And he got
this.
The photo that everyone wanted to use. He wasn't a professional. He was just there, bruv.
Just an opportunist at the time. He had his camera.
Actually, no. I take that back. I don't think. Maybe he was there for. But he used to be a guitar teacher as well. He used to teach a good friend of mine guitar.
Okay.
Who listens to the pod. Big up Sammy J. He's done a couple of reviews and stuff.
I just remember.
Yeah, so he was this guitar teacher and he's like fucking living out over in the States. Minted, bruv.
Oh, shit.
It's more than a monkey in here. Fucking hell, John.
Damn. He's minted. You know what? Now that rings a bell. I remember maybe you told me that a while ago. Yeah, but yeah, fucking hell, heist. I just remember him. I remember someone telling me his name was Big. He was a big, tall fucker. I never met the guy.
Yeah.
He was a big, tall.
I wasn't
going to
say his name.
Yeah, I know. I didn't. But
yeah, yeah.
You know, his name, like you know, there's probably a gazillion out there. Yeah, and he was a skater.
No, actually, brother, I think we better take that out. I think that's his full name. Is
it? All right.
I think
okay.
This is that actual name.
All right, I'll cut all that out. All right, I'll cut.
No, just bleep it so we keep the conversation.
Yeah. All right. And so boom, when we and Frez did this thing at our Arabic school, which was Eleanor Wilkinson, Frez went over heist, yeah, and he did a top to bottom. He covered the whole dub because that's what we used to call it, chrome snatching. When, you know, there's already a chrome thing on there. You only got a little chrome, but you can just chrome out their outline and then stick your outline over it. And then.
But that's not toy behavior.
No.
You know what I mean? Props to Frez. You guys are starting out and he's already borrowing chrome and still seeing the line.
Yeah, and top to bottom on this wall as well. It was I remember watching it, being well impressed with that man. Yeah, because some people it takes them a long time to learn these things. Some people they have a quick, rapid learning curve. Yeah. You know, there was a few heads like that you'd see them. They were like, oh, who's that toy? And then like 3 months later, you'd be like, what is that? The same dude. Oh shit! Yeah. You know that happened a few times. I remember seeing
that. Times,
where people just out there, and they just get good really quick, or they learn how to do one outline really fucking good, and they just do that outline everywhere. It was a few heads like that. I remember Zilo being like that, man. I remember Zeal like.
I'm thinking about Stay.
Someone or even in Stay,
Someone in the FLS. Someone.
Maybe Blink. He got good quite quickly.
No, he never got. Maybe Gash, you know, maybe Gash. And then when he was doing brains, like brains top to bottoms.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen a couple of whole car top to bottoms with brains. Yeah, man.
And there was that misspelt one that says Brian. That's not a joke.
I know, I've seen it. He must have been so buzzing. He wrote Brian instead of Brian.
Well, I don't know. I don't know anything about that mission there. I don't know if he did it by deliberate or not.
He might have done it intentionally.
But it looks fucking brilliant. You've seen that photo, yeah? It's a decent photo.
I've seen it. And it's
Brian's top to bottom.
Brian. That is fucking hilarious, man.
That is good shit.
Yeah.
That is good shit. Because them lot were doing whack, and then the ones who carried on, they were doing graphic every day.
Yeah.
There was that stage at FLS doing graphic all the time.
And there's bare dyslexic graffiti writers out there. Dyslexic graffiti writers like misspelling their own tag and shit.
Do you remember Kano?
Yeah.
Kano FLS.
Yeah. I think I remember that.
For me, he was one that one day, got on the tube and went, what? There's all these new, changed his style completely. It was utter shit.
Mm.
And then changed into these like standard kind of London good FLS-y kind of letters. Suddenly changed it and then did bare dubs. He even did dubs over his old dubs.
Yeah.
Pieces.
Man,
he was one for me. And when you said always does the same outline, who came to mind, brother? Always take the piss out. I see you.
Oh, yeah.
I see you. Yeah. Always, brother. I always say to him, brother, do it. He's like, nah, no way. Never doing it.
I can think of one other person, but this guy I really rate, and I reckon he's a sick writer, and no disrespect intended, but Vega VFS. VFS? GFS. Big Vega, legendary dude, and really cool dude as well. When you meet him, really nice guy. But I remember thinking,
top fella, good fella.
He does the same outline every time. He does wicked fills, different fills. You know what I mean? Wicked color selections, but it's the same outline everywhere. And I guess that's one way to market yourself as well, man. You know,
Funk. I feel bad without mentioning Funk. Talking about fucking GFS back in the beginning of the podcast.
Yeah. Oh yeah, big up Funk.
Someone else, some hardcore foundation thing.
Oh, big for real. What other crew?
Because were you just talking about just then?
Vega.
Yeah, Vega.
Yeah.
Because the Vega plot, and who did we just say? Funk. There's another one. There's another plot.
But you're not talking about people now. You're not talking about people that do the same outline. You're just talking about old GFS.
No, yeah, I'm talking about old GFS, but I swear that I missed out someone.
There's a bunch of them, man. Funk was one of the main guys, though. I remember that.
Funk says he passed it on to like his...
Yeah.
I don't know if it's just...
And FDC, didn't they put up FDC as well and shit? Oh, fuck knows, man.
Yeah. Fuck the cops, you know.
Fuck the cops, yo. Let me play this other tune. I want to play this other tune, whether you got a story attached or not, just because I want to hear it, because I haven't heard it.
I got a story to tell.
Styles P. This is Styles P. Second time we're playing Styles P on the pod. This is a tune called Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Then we'll come back and we'll do the word association game. Then we'll do a quick review, a couple sketches, and then we'll call it quits, all right? So, Styles P, Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Check it out. All right.
Just want to speak my truth, you know? Word. No longer while I watch the money pass. Funny ass niggas that act funny style. Funny how they want you slow down when you run around. They ought to lift you up, but they'll gun you down. Plan is expand and travel throughout the land. Some scam, some blam, some niggas go hand in hand. Since the day in the day, since the times I was slinging haze. Got the picture, but never the frame in the same day. Ain't a blood, but my man is I bleed for him. Ain't a crip, but my man is I see for him. Couple homies locked up, I'm staying free for him. The youth, me, the old head, I keep a G for him. Yeah. I'm usually riding in the back seat, but if I drive, I'ma play the lane to the max speed. Extraordinary gentleman, lastly. Part of self, I mean last breed. For all the pain, for all the fears.
Lost a lot of family and a lot of peers. Blood, sweat and tears for a lot of years. For all the pain. For all the fears. Lost a lot of family and a lot of peers. Blood, sweat and tears for a lot of years. I can shed a tear, I can shred a beard. I can dance on the track like I'm Fred Astaire. Reflect on the past and look forward to better years. Settle my fears with whoever. I bought the medal here on a mission looking for.
Nah, man, I didn't like that beat.
You didn't like it?
Nah, the beat. Obviously, lyrically, Styles P is always on point, man. But that,
yeah, it's more of a lyrical tune. There's not much going on in the old Beatatron, is there?
Yeah, I wasn't feeling it. It was all right, but wasn't feeling it.
I just love the way he raps on it.
Yeah, his lyrics.
He raps
always
so casual, bruv. Like nothing's a fucking problem.
That's when you got a good MC. Is like fucking hell. My cat is running around.
Spillage of whiskey.
No. So he knocked a spray can over, so it's all good. Like when someone's rapping and they're so good at rapping, it's so natural, comes so naturally to them, it's like they're just conversing with you, but it just happens to rhyme.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's when you know it's an ill MC, man.
So you didn't like that?
Just
I
the beat.
I should have sent Civilizzi. I want to play with more French rap, but we did quite a bit last.
Yeah, next time.
Is it too late to send you a blood clot tune?
Yeah, it's too late now because we're already an hour and 20 minutes in. We don't have to go, you know, we're good for time. I want to, let's do a quick theme. Set a timer for 1 minute on your clock, please. And then we'll do a quick.
Set the blue clock, set the blue clock.
So this is basically, this is a game. It's a word association game. I've got a list of graffiti tags. And I'm going to describe, I can describe the word without saying the word itself. Theme has to guess what the word is. Simple as
that. I don't know no tags. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know
no tags.
You don't know no tags, but.
No tags.
So count me down, man. And you can play along at home, party people. Let's
go. I'm blatantly going to cheat and give myself like a minute and 30.
Nah, let's go. 1 minute. 1 minute on the clock. Let me know.
1 minute, bruv. 1 minute.
Count me down.
Go.
All right.
3, 2, 1.
All right, cool. So when your girl gives you a blowjob, she does this on your dick.
Head.
No. So what does she do on your dick?
Blow.
Yeah, no, but
suck.
Like, it's like when you get the spit and the saliva, you call it. What do you call it? Come on.
When you get the spit and saliva on a dick, when you're getting the blow.
Yeah, you know when you do that. You know when you do that, babe. All right, moving on. Next one. All right, when you boil water, the clouds. What do you call the clouds that come out?
Steam.
Yeah. Okay. Now, when you shine a light on something, it's like the you could block the light. What do you call the light
shadow?
Part? It's a what
the
of light
path? The light beam.
Beam. There we go. All right. Okay. Like if a kid is going like getting really boisterous, if you have a little child and it's like acting,
tell
really
him shut up, you.
Yeah,
get in the corner.
Now you can say, "Oh no, it's just a he's going through." No, he's just going
stage. It's just going through a phase,
and then add a number. Through. Add a number after phase.
32. Phase two.
Phase.
I don't know.
There we go.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So now, when you go to school, it's all about
study. Learn.
There we go. And all right. Okay. So when you've got an electrical thing, you got to what it into the
circuit.
You got to what?
Plug.
Plug-a-tron. So now, if you see something and like you're making a decision, but you're not so sure, so you're kind of
thought pence.
You're yourself. If you're not quite sure,
unsure.
Yeah, you're like kind of, oh no, I've got a lot of
doubts.
There we go,
doubts. Yes.
Now, if someone
14 seconds, buddy. 14 seconds.
If someone throws you a ball, what do you do? If someone throws,
catch
you,
yeah, okay. Boy.
All right. So now, if you get wet and like something's wet, then you call it. You go, oh man, I'm fucking
moist. Sloppy pom pom.
Not moist.
That's it, blood. That's it, blood.
I was gonna big up soak there.
Soak the nani. that was 2 minutes.
The first. Oh, is it? Oh,
who was the blobs, bruv? Who was the blobs?
Slob.
Slobbering on the knob.
Slobbering on the knob, man. Come on, yo. No disrespect to slob, but I was trying to describe your name, bro. And that reminds me of a joke. You know, what do you call a Russian prostitute? Slobber down my cocky bitch. It's like slobber down Milosevic. No, I don't know where
slobber
I am.
Slobber down my cocky bitch.
Slobber down my cocky bitch. Deary me. All right, wait. Do you want to do? Shall we do a sketch? We'll just review a couple sketches. I got a couple sketches.
Yeah, pick up the sketches, Antic. Oh wait, there's someone at the door, bro.
Oh shit. All right, theme's gone to get the front door.
Oh yeah, big up, yeah. Oh, what are you doing, podcast, yeah? Oh yeah, mind out, rude boy. Mind out. Wait, go shop for me, theme. Go shop for me. Get me a B&H with the greatest in it.
What the fuck is going on over here?
Give me a £10 phone card, blood. Your best jacket, blood. BT phone card, blood.
Yo,
Wagwan, I'm malicious. What are you saying, brother? What are you saying? You good? Yeah, you bless all.
Oh, shit, man. Yo, what's up, geezer?
You know who it is, bruv? MTS, militant trained soldier, back in the flesh, blood. You get me?
Oh, shit.
What, you doing some graph sketches?
Easy, geezer. Yo, what happened to theme, man?
I sent that pussy down the shop, bruv. You know what I mean? When you're a rude boy like me, though, blood, you get me? Like, you can just send man shopping it. He's been trying to get in DDS for his whole life, blood. You get me? Like, a man sent him shop. That's the benefits, bruv. Don't tell me you don't know about the benefits, though, blood.
All right, yo.
When you're a big-time writer like me, you get benefits, blood. You know what I mean? Send man shop. Mika, blood, you might get sent shop yourself, blood, if you don't calm down, blood. You
all
get
right,
me?
All right. Sorry, Mr. Militant Trained Soldier. Big up, man. Listen, I just want to let the people listening know.
The M don't stand for mug, blood. You get me? Militant Trained Soldier.
We got Militant Trained Soldier. Millie for short. Can I call you Millie for short? Is that okay, brother?
Yeah, but if you put any feminine traits on that Millie, yeah, man, I'll come and bust you, blood. Like, you got right. to call it masculine militant, blood. Masculine Millie, blood.
All right. No disrespect intended. No way, man. But yo, so theme's gone to the shop. We got Millie here. He's going to do the graph sketch. So listen, man, we tried to be humane here, man. You know,
We talk to American for blood.
sorry.
You know what I'm saying? We're looking to do this. Rev.
Yo.
Rev.
I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry.
You get me?
Please don't send
CNS
me out.
CNS blood.
All right. I sent you a couple now. I sent you a couple sketches, Millie, man.
I jacked his phone, bruv. Yeah. When I came in, like, so you know what I mean? So I know he's coming back for me for my bits from the shop. You get me? Like, old school rude boy tactic, bruv. You don't even know about that. I'll hold his phone.
All right.
Page,
cool.
He goes shop for me. What? Bruv, what is this, bruv?
It's up there now, yes.
What are you talking about, bruv?
This is ask.
What's it say, bruv? Ask.
A-S-K, yes.
We talk about ask. Do you know what I mean? We talk about ask, bruv. Do you know how put this is, bruv? Look at the, bruv. Look at the fucking bottom of the A.
Yeah.
Looks like Larry Lomball's sack, mate. Looks like a fucking old man's ball sack, bruv. Two little dandy gonads, bruv, dangling like that. What do you mean, ask, bruv? You spelled it wrong, bruv. It's arcs. You have to say arcs. What, you don't even know about arcs, bruv? You don't teach my cousin, bruv. Listen, bruv, arcs, yeah, is ARKS, bruv. It's not ASK.
Yeah.
And another thing, yeah, arcs, yeah. Another thing about you, arcs, yeah. When my brethren Larks sees this,
oh,
you know what I mean? Man's getting dogged out, bruv. Do you know how big up Lark is, bruv? About arse. Can't even look at this photo, bruv. It's a dog shit photo, bruv. You get me?
That's a good fucking point. Lark is going to get mad at this guy, man. And just for the people listening in, this is like a throw up, a quick one liner, ASK, done in a throw up, kind of very bottom heavy letters.
ASK. ASK. ARKS. Arx, bruv.
It's arx. Yeah. He didn't do a hole for the A, though, the capital A. Yeah, it's really kind of a naff.
His A-hole gets rammed, bruv. You get me? He doesn't even put the A in the A-hole, bruv.
It looks like it's been done on, with Crayola markers. You know, them really cheap markers you get? little felt-tip pens.
Them ones that you can just rob straight out of Ryman's, bruv.
Yeah, exactly.
In packets, bruv.
There's no shadow on it. There's no nothing. No color.
Bruv,
at all.
The bottom of the A looks like an old wrinkly nutsack, bruv.
It looks like really saggy. I was gonna say it looks like a pair of bell bottom trousers, but now you're right. They look way more like saggy bollocks, and the K as well. Yeah. All right, moving on to the next one. Yeah, allow ox. All right, what's the next one?
About ox.
Here we go. We got a throw up this was done out in the street somewhere on a corrugated iron wall.
Man can't even see, man. Look at what I mean.
And it's a black fill with a chrome outline, and it says very, V-E-R-Y. What do you think about this one, Millie?
Well, very, very what? Very good or very bad, lad?
Yeah.
You mean, what's very about very?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You see the little arrow, you see the little dinkers he's done at the bottom of the V.
Yeah.
And the E and the R and the Y.
Yeah.
Why are you doing them, bruv? If you're going to do them that small, they look like nipples, bruv. What's the point of doing it like that, bruv?
It's true. It's like the E kind of looks like Bart Simpson's face. If you look at it like his mouth with the smiley bit.
Big up kinda. The BS, yeah. Big up the Bart Simps.
Yeah, Bart Simps in the house. He's got a little bit of style to it. You know what I mean? The top of the letters, all of them are kind of concaved in, like, you know, wing,
proportionalized,
wing,
isn't it? It's proportionalized.
It's proportionalized. Would you, okay, so if you saw
you don't
this...
know about words like that, Amber.
No,
it's proportionalized,
true.
Though, blood.
But what,
that.
You tell me.
Me and Bozo told you about that back in the day, bruv, when he was trying to be down.
It's true.
You get me?
He's got a tag there.
This is probably some gold chain I jacked off you back in the days. You ain't even got the ball to say anything, bruv. You get me?
No, I would never say anything to you, man. Of course not.
Get me.
But what would you do if you came up across this very throw up and that's a spot that you wanted to paint? What would you do, man? Would you respect it or would you?
What if I wanted to paint over that? That very's gone very gone, bruv. Gone, blood. In seconds, very gone. Gone over it quicker than that, bruv.
Jesus. What if he was there? Editing. What if you caught him there while he was doing the throw up? What would happen?
What? And he got paint on my fucking Reebok ice, bruv.
Yeah.
What are you saying, bruv? Man, I go there, jack his paint, right over very, and say very bad. You know what I mean? And then pop home, bruv. No questions asked.
It's almost if he'd done a gold outline, because like I said, it's a black fill with a silver chrome outline. It's kind of similar to when Theme was telling us about how he did a Kane dub with a black fill.
Theme's
and a gold...
never done no graph in his life.
Nah.
Theme's never done no graph in his life, man. Plus, he's a pussy, bruv.
Damn.
You see why he's ill as dick all the time? Because man's sucking dick all the time. Jeez. He's getting ill all the time.
Yeah, no, true say he is ill all the time.
Ill as dick, blood.
So yeah, I mean, there's not really much else to say about this dub. He's not really done any,
There's nothing to talk about, man. This is Brassic, bruv.
He's got like...
Listen, I'm bowling out.
Yeah.
Theme's back with my bits and bobs.
All
big
right,
up myself, Maddie, yeah. Big up my brethren, Spoh. Yeah, you get me, Spoh, every time from Dave, blood, the general. Shut up, Maddie. I said it first, the general. Blood.
Yeah. Damn, shit. All right, so hopefully Theme comes back, man. That's the old militant train driver there. Train driver? Militant train soldier. Damn, he's a dodgy dude, man. You got to be careful around that guy. He will literally jack you up for everything. Damn. Well, he fucking sent Theme out there, man. Sent him to the shops. Fucking hell. Dark.
Yeah, chip one, chip two.
Shit. Yo, is that you,
Theme? Bruv, I just got sent. Yeah.
Fuck you.
Just got back from the fucking shop, bruv.
What the fuck happened there?
I got sent shot by Millie. Millie just bowled in. Jacked my phone.
Yo. I mean, it's best...
sent me to the fucking shop like I'm 14, bruv.
Jesus.
You know what I mean? Wanted a BT phone card or some shit. Remember those BT phone cards?
Oh, yeah.
You could buy like a £10 phone card.
I do remember them.
And it would clock down. Even though I got £8, £7. Shit.
Yeah. No, but you know what? It's best not to upset Millie, man. You know, keep him in a good mood, man. You did the right thing, man. Like, could have got a lot worse.
Yeah, definitely.
Could have got
definitely. Don't want him busting up the house.
But how did he find out where you live?
I don't know what he stole.
Yeah, innit?
We filmed those little... I let him... Well, I got, like, you know what I mean? Got told to film those little videos here.
Ah, okay. Because I was going to say...
Those character videos. Those videos that he did.
Oh, yeah. You might have to fucking...
You might have to change address.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Because
now that they're bowling around like that... Can't have that, man.
Yo.
There's gonna be no peace.
All right,
send
listen
to the shop.
On that note there, man. Yo, Themos, amazing episode 21. Party people, if you're listening, leave us a like, leave us a follow, leave us a subscribe, leave us a comment, let us know your thoughts. We got loads more coming.
I didn't even know we were wrapping up. Are we wrapping up?
Yo, I'm good.
That's a wrap. That sounds like that's a wrap.
Yeah, I mean, unless you got anything to add, Theme, yo, hit me.
I'm sure we were talking about other stuff. I just want to big up ask and vary.
Yeah,
because I didn't get to even see their sketches, man. You know what I mean? Now, so
Millie did a great job.
You got ask and vary. Yeah. Keep sending them in.
Yeah, send us some sketches.
Oh, yeah.
We're running low, man. Send in some sketches, yo. Much love. Theme.
Play. Haven't you got a tune to play us out? You've not played a tune.
I played the Jazz Kahina one.
But yeah, big up the Jazz Kahina one.
Yeah. Salute Jazz, salute T's, salute everybody, man. And salute you, Theme, brother. Big up.
Salute Cheek, according to you.
Yeah, exactly. Salute, man. Yo, everybody, much love. Yeah.
Arms House to your mum's house, episode 21. We out, baby.
Arms House to your mum's house. To your mum's house. To your mum's house.